Hello, good morning. I've been thinking a lot again about what I call pinpricks of light. That those small moments that lighten up our lives, that lighten up the lives of others, just this tiny, like, you know, when you're walking around in the world and a stranger just smiles at you and it's like, it just brightens your day. Or, you know, you read something in a book that really resonates with you and it feels like you've been like lit up by something. Or out of the blue, an old friend calls and you just love the sound of her voice and it changes everything. And those of you who have been around me and my work for a while, you know, I mean, I sort of have a story around feeling like I was like this iron wall was closing around me for years, this anxiety and depression that I couldn't shake off. And that iron wall got like thicker and thicker. And one day when I was meditating, I can't remember if I've already told you this story, but that's all right. 'Cause it's like, for me, I need to remind myself all the time, which I guess is why I was thinking of these pinpricks of light anyway today. But when I was meditating and I took this intake of breath once a long time ago, in that moment, I saw that there was no pain. And that was like a pinprick of light in that iron wall. And it started me on this whole path of simply seeking and creating those tiny pinpricks, because it's everything, right? Like, so when there's an iron wall around you, the tiniest light is like, one could live in that tiny bit of hope and light. I know I did. And I do, really. You know, my days now, you know, fast forward 20 years, and it's like I am constantly on the lookout for, like now. Oh, I wish you could have seen that. So here I am. I'm standing here in my room talking to you, and all of a sudden, must have been like maybe 25 birds just out of nowhere flew by in the sky. And it was like this, like, oh, shh, hello, you know, wake up, you know, isn't life grand? That is a pinprick of light. Like it awakens something in me. And I don't know about you, but I to me, that's, it's like what I'm always looking for is like what resonates, what lights me up, what feels technicolor to me. And it's different for everyone. You know, sometimes for me, if I play a certain piece of music, and I know I talked about this in an earlier note to you, just that can like change everything. So I've been sending out these letters to strangers for my birthday, and each one is like, you know, it's meant to be a pinprick of light for the person receiving it, like so that they get something unexpected. You know, most of them are going through a really hard time and it's just a bit of unexpected love. But really, you know, it starts with me. I get that love while I'm doing it. And then the idea of thinking of someone else getting it is also such joy for me. So I have a poem that I think kind of speaks to this, and it's Javi's. Called It Felt Love. How did the rose ever open its heart and give this world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. I love the simplicity of this poem, and I love how, you know, he really gets it, you know, really gets that, what I'm trying to say, you know, it's like, it's, he says it perfectly with that, like, you know, it's that light that allows us all to continue out in the world, and we're giving it to each other all the time. It's just that sometimes we're more conscious of it than others, and I guess for me, you know, that's, I guess, what I'm looking at today again. How can I make it even more of a conscious practice in my life? How do I do that even more for myself and others? And certainly, you guys are all providing me with a pinprick of light just by being there these mornings with you. I love the connection. All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.